Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He is joining us in studio live right here in the KCBS studios. Officials in San Francisco are giving a timeout to cannabis dispensaries in the city. Supervisors unanimously approved a moratorium, and they'll stop accepting applications for new marijuana shops until 2028. Phil, why?
Because there's so many of them. That's the short answer. And they're not making money, and they're causing problems. That you put that together along with the political clout of the emerging Asian American vote in San Francisco, and it was time to put the brakes on. Let's break it down just a little bit. San Francisco has about 80 commercial permits out there to operate. That we have 9 clubs for every 100,000 people.
I think there are fewer Starbucks than there are pot clubs in San Francisco.
Really?
They're really catching up, yes. As a matter of fact, we have more per capita than any other city in California. The only on the West Coast, the one that beats us, is Portland. They have 34. Okay, so that's Portlandia. But here we have, and it's tough. They're not making the money they thought they were going to make. The illegal market is still eating them alive. More than 50% of it is in black market marijuana. Is moving around. So the state hasn't cracked down on that. So they're in competition with that. The taxes are high. The costs are high. And
but aren't those things related? You know, those high taxes mm-hmm. make the cost of the product really
yeah.
high. And that means that consumers are going to go to the black market.
Exactly.
So can't they look at those things and try to figure that out, that this is one of the reasons that you have such a big black market?
Yes.
Because you're greedy.
Yes.
And you're not doing
wait,
what you need
Pat,
to do
Pat,
to make this a real
Pat.
Industry.
But Pat, that's how it was sold to voters in California.
Right.
Don't you remember?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
They said the taxes are going to come in.
Yeah, but we didn't know it was going to be like 50%.
We should have known. We took one look at it and said there is no way to track this stuff. It was blatantly obvious, yeah. but we bought it. So now we live with it. Now they want to change it. Now here's another thing. When they talk about a quote-unquote moratorium, there's 100 permits in the pipeline that they're going to allow to go through.
Oh.
So it's not like they're turning off the tap, Pat.
Oh.
Now what it gets dicey also on top of that is certain parts of the city have said no, no, no to marijuana. Chinatown, for example, got an exemption in 2018. No dispensaries in Chinatown. And now out in the Sunset, where the Asian American political voice is starting to be really heard at the Board of Supervisors and the district attorney's recall and the school board's recall, they're not happy with them coming into the neighborhoods. So the politicians in San Francisco said, look, rather than take a fight after fight after fight, why don't we just hit the brakes on everything right now, deal with what we got, and hopefully these businesses don't get broken into, robbed, it's like they've been doing as well. So it's not working out. Give it a break. It's the political way to do it. Call it a what are they calling it?
A moratorium?
A moratorium, right. With 100 in the pipeline, that's a lot of more in that moratorium.
I like the way they define moratorium. My gosh.
Emphasis on the more. That's Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning. Great to see you, Phil.
All right.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.